Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Going to shift gears a little bit. They had a political situation or some kind of a confrontation yesterday at Western Estates at the Homeowners Association and at the Parent Teachers Organization. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with Daniel Pearl, Bobby.
No, Phil, it doesn't. But I wanted to say that Steve and I couldn't agree more with a lot of the things you're saying.
Thank you very much. What happened yesterday?
Well, we had a bit of a panic yesterday, Phil. So I talked with Steve, and we agreed that we needed an emergency meeting of our homeowners association, as well as our parent teacher organization, because we did have some young people to talk to.
Well, what happened?
Well, the word came down because I did see it on Fox News, and I watch Fox in the morning, and I wanted to make sure there wasn't some concern or some kind of panic. And I want you to know, Phil, that there is no racist bone in my body. I am not racist, so I'm not surprised. But all I want was to call a meeting in case anyone had any questions.
Well, what is this regarding?
You know, Phil, we got the news late yesterday, and I'm fine with this because I'm not racist, that for the first time ever, and I guess I'm trying to let your audience know as well, because I know you have a lot of, you know, people in your audience that might be sensitive to this news.
All right. Is this something violent?
No, it isn't, but I just wanted to alert the people in your audience to brace themselves a little bit. We got the news late yesterday that for the first time ever, a black person has won a Winter Olympic medal. Okay, now, this is a...
Well, what's
a... Hold on for a minute, Phil. This is the Winter Olympics, which has...
I don't understand what's so terrible about that.
Phil, I'm not racist, and you're not racist. What I'm saying is there are some people that have a hard time dealing with this news. Now, the Winter Olympics has only been won by whites, because the white is used to colder climates and is able to ice skate and do the things that your black can't do.
All right, so, but it doesn't surprise me.
No, Phil, it doesn't surprise me either, because I'm not racist, you're not racist, and I don't think that, I think most white people are not racist. I think it came as a little bit of an eye-opener. Okay, it was a little bit of an eye-opener.
Let's talk about this, because you had an emergency meeting.
We had an edict, Phil. I'm sure you can understand, you work for hundreds of years to become a proficient bobsledder, and all of a sudden, the white isn't as good at the bobsled as the American African is.
Well, okay, who won?
Well, that's what I said, a black did.
Well, not the race. Who's the person that won? Are you saying that an African-American won? And what was the sport again?
It was in the bobsled.
And who was it?
Well, that's what's interesting. It wasn't just a black that won a winter medal. It was a black girl. Okay? Because you'd think a man would. But it was a female black American-African. And you'd think that a male black American-African would win. But this was a female woman American-African. And now... Again, Phil, and I want to reiterate, and a couple of things.
Well, hold on for a minute. You're getting away. What was the woman's name?
Her name is Vonetta Flowers.
Vonetta Flowers.
Right. And, Phil, there isn't a racist bone in my body, but we did call an emergency meeting.
Well, why are you calling emergency? If you're not racist, and most white people aren't racist, and most people are not going to be upset with the news that a black person, for the first time in the history of the Winter Olympics, has won a gold medal. This was an American. Was it not?
Let me check.
Well, you said it was an African-American.
Yes, I did. You're right. Yes, you're right.
Okay, so it was an American, right?
Yes, it was, Phil.
Okay, that's something to celebrate. We got ourselves a gold medal, and what was it?
Well, it was a black female American-African.
No, what was the sport?
It was the two-person bobsled.
The bobsled? Wow. I mean, all right, so that's a gold medal, right?
Well, Phil, yes, it's a gold medal.
Let me ask you something. There's not a racist bone in your body, right?
Phil, I have worked with the black for many years, and there's not a racist...
Okay, there's not a racist bone in my body or in your body. Are you happy that we won a gold medal?
Yes, of course I am.
Is it interesting and exciting to know that an African-American female won a gold medal in the Winter Olympics?
Absolutely, Phil.
Then why can't we think about that?
Because we have many, many white people out there, Phil, that are not as open-minded as you or I. There are many in your audience right now that don't understand that it's all right for an American African to win. I want to take measures so that a panic doesn't break out.
Well, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, Phil, you have to understand, I get it. Most whites don't get it. I had Steve do our usual meeting. We had a meeting. We played Hail to the Chief, which is one of our orchestral salutations. I strode to the podium.
All right, so you walked to the podium.
But I didn't walk. I strode.
Well, what's the difference?
When you're playing Hail to the Chief, there is a purposeful... Because, Steve, how does it go? Dun, 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 dun. Yes. And then I stride to the podium with dun, 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 dun. And then I say, ladies and gentlemen, we have some news. I want you to be calm. A black female has won the first ever Winter Olympic medal for the black people. Now, what made this good is that Steve was standing by with a cell phone ready to dial 911. We had ammonia caps in case anyone felt faint. And we were lucky. We were bloody lucky. See, it doesn't bother me, but a lot of your whites, they don't know.
Well, you asked to be on our show today to help explain what?
Phil, I'm offering my services to any of your listeners who find this difficult to input.
All right. Anybody who finds it difficult to input that for the first time in history, a black person has won at...
No, not anyone. White people. See, I'm not racist, and you're not racist, Phil. But a lot of whites are going to have a hard time.
Well, Vonetta Flowers is her name. She's an African-American female. She won a gold medal.
And Phil, say it slowly. She won a gold medal, but where?
Well, she won a gold medal at the...
No. You have to really say it slowly so that people will get it. And that's what we're concerned with. My husband is very concerned that people won't understand.
Vonetta Williams.
Very slowly and very deliberately.
Vonetta Williams.
And what is she?
She's an American.
Well, what kind?
She's a black woman.
Who is?
Who is?
An American.
An American.
Now, you have to be very careful with this part. Slowly, Phil.
She won a gold medal for the first time ever.
Where?
In the Winter Olympics.
All right, now let people just sit and input that. Because a lot of your white, the white has a hard time inputting this. When the black does good things, of course, we're all happy. But when the black does good things in the Winter Olympics, the white is happy, but the white still has to input it and...
digest it.
Yes.
All right, let me give our number 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Vonetta Flowers... She's from the University of Alabama. She won a gold medal in the women's two-person bobsled, or the two-women bobsled, however they call it. This is the first gold medal ever won by an African-American, or a black athlete, actually. Isn't that right, Janice? In the Winter Games ever, in the history of the Winter Games. Bobby Dooley is on with us because she has called an emergency meeting of the Western States Homeowners Association to explain it very calmly to the white people who live in her neighborhood, lest there a panic break out. But you're claiming you're not racist.
No, Phil, I am not racist. I'm very happy that Vonetta won this, as I know that you are.
Well, aren't there other white and black and brown and all kinds of Americans that are happy?
I think maybe there are, Phil. But for the white, you have to give them this information. Phil, I have lived around white people my entire life. I live in a community filled with them. They do wonderful things. We have built up Western Estates to be one of the most desirable gated communities in America. We have people flocking to the gates here, peering through the wrought iron, pressing their faces up against the cold metal, wishing that they could live here. So I've been around them. What I'm simply saying is some news you have to break to them slowly.
Well, I don't know whether you got to break to necessarily a white person.
Trust me, you do, Phil.
Very slowly, that for the first time ever...
The Winter Olympics, Phil, since it began, was the domain of the white. The white knew how to ice skate. The white knew how to bobsled and to go down the hill on a trash can litter or whatever. Now the American African has won the first ever medal for an American Afro, and that can take some people time to input.
And by the way, they're called African American, and I know it's not.
I'm sorry, did I mistake?
Well, you called them American Afro African, and that's a little bit redundant.
I'm sorry.
African American.
Yes, it's redundant to say American Afro African.
All right. So, okay. I'm sorry. It's just the other thing, Phil. Can I say something?
All right, you can. I'm going to just give our phone number out here: 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley on the line, breaking the news to white people that a black person actually won a medal at the Winter Games. What did you want to say?
Well, I'm offering my services, and I've actually offered myself to a variety of PTO meetings to explain that this may not be the end of it, because Vonetta Flowers, this black gal, could be the stimulus for thousands of black children to think that they can strap on a pair of skates. Okay?
So?
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think there are some of your whites, and I'm not one of them, who may think that the black kids may use, and Phil, just hear me out, may use the skates as weapons, and I'm not...
Oh, come on.
Phil, I am not one of them. I'm just saying your white may worry that the black child...
That's ridiculous, okay? You got plenty of kids out there ice skating.
So I know that, but the white may not.
Well, you're white and I'm white, and we both know that that is absurd to think that Vonetta Flowers' victory in the bobsled may get a lot of black kids thinking they can skate. They're not going to use it as a freaking weapon. They're going to use it as a way to skate.
Phil, a lot of your whites have a different...
And what is this with your whites? Everything is the African Afro... What is it?
American Afro-African.
Well, that's not what it is. It's an Afro-African...
No, it's not Afro-African. It's Afro...
I know what it is. It's African-American.
Well, you said it's Afro-African.
No, I didn't say it was Afro-African. I was misspeaking, okay? What do you mean you're white?
I am white.
No, but you say a lot of your whites.
Well, a lot of your whites aren't going to understand that the black puts on the skates and then the white gets nervous.
The black and the white get nervous. It's just the way that a lot of you guys are saying.
Well, first of all, I got to understand that's Afro-American.
No, it ain't Afro-American. That is a 60s term. It's African-American. Jesus, are we still having these conversations? It's 2001 or 2002 or...
It's 2002. You don't even know what the year is.
I know what the year is. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley on. They had to break the news very, very slowly to their homeowners association, and they're on to break the news slowly to our audience of white people that a black woman won a medal at the Winter Olympics the first time in history. I asked, why did you have to break the news slowly? She said, because a lot of whites are not like her. She doesn't have a racist bone in her body, but a lot of whites might be shocked by the information. Her name is Vonetta Flowers. She won a gold in the two-woman bobsled. It's a gold for America. It's also the first gold won by an African-American athlete. It's also the first gold won by a black athlete ever. And apparently that information might send some white people running for the ammonia capsules. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now, Phil Henry.
Phil Henry with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Why is it unexpected that an African-American would do well in the Winter Olympics?
Well, Phil, I'm not a zookeeper or a zoologist, but I think you have to...
And what does zoology have to do with it?
Well,
it might be anthropology you're looking at.
All right, but I'm saying, if you look at the nostril of the... And forgive me if I make a mistake.
African-American.
Yes. Why are you hostile?
Because I don't want to keep saying it.
If you look at their nostrils, they're a little bit wider than most. That means that a lot more cold air is getting in.
Well, I don't know what it...
The European
nostrils are thinner, Phil.
I know that European nostrils are thinner. I know that African-American nostrils are wider. So there's more cold air getting in. Humans are adaptable. Humans are the most adaptable species on Earth. That's why we have predominated.
Well, I don't think you can apply that. It's surprising. I think you're right. And I'm not a racist, Phil.
No. I wouldn't want to call you that.
Well, what are you just saying about my wife?
I'm not saying she's racist. I'm saying maybe she needs...
Phil, ice cream gives black people headaches faster. Okay, do you know brain freeze?
Brain freeze. When the kids eat... Yeah, my kids call it when they eat their ice cream.
Yeah, black people get brain freeze faster.
Why? Because their nostrils are wider? Look, if you guys want to talk about anthropology and science, we need to get an anthropologist on. You can talk about the social aspect of never mind. Let me just move on to a call here. 1-800-449-8686. Linda, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say that I'm listening to the radio here, and I feel like we're back in the 60s again. And who cares what the color people are?
Oh, I don't. Absolutely, I agree.
You keep saying that you don't, though, but you're calling these emergency meetings, and I cannot believe you said that black people should not have ice skates because they're lethal weapons.
No, I did not. I said some of your whites may think that.
Well, I've never thought that. What white people are you talking about?
Some of these whites. You know the ones I'm talking about, Linda.
No, I do not. Absolutely, I do not know which white you're talking about.
If you think about it. Think about
no,
it.
No, all I know is no difference.
Do you bowl?
Does she bowl? Do you bowl, Linda?
Yes, well, I have.
Of the people, a lot of the people that you might associate with in your bowling league, see?
Would think that ice skates were a weapon for blacks.
Yes. You see, Linda, that's what we're trying to explain to you and to people like you. It's okay for American Afro-Africans to win.
But what is it with you and the American Afro-African?
I'm sorry. For African-Americans to win a gold medal at the Olympics is fine. There's nothing wrong with it. All right? Good.
We're on the same page, then.
We're on the same page, Linda.
No, we're not on the same page. Do not want to be on the same page with you,
then
ma'am.
Then you don't like blacks winning gold medals in the Winter Olympics? Is that
I love, I love,
race?
I love all Americans.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what color they are. And I was very proud to see her.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're on the same page.
Then we're on the same page.
Boy,
well,
I would never think that. Do you get that, Phil? I don't.
I know you guys, you and Steve, say you're not racist.
Of course.
But the whole thing with you talking about, like, the whole American Afro-African thing.
What, Phil, what do you want from me? Do you want me to keep up on the latest lingo? One day they want to be called Afro.
One time they want to be called colored. When did that stop? Huh? Hey, Linda.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Are you there?
I'm here. I just can't believe what I'm hearing.
I think it's wonderful that some of the Afro folks can get their foot into the skate because they walk barefoot a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it must be difficult.
To do what?
To get the foot into the skate on account of the history of the Afro-Africans has been that they walk barefoot.
And so getting the foot down into the skate.
She didn't have her foot in the skate, though.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted for bobsledding.
Oh, they went for what?
Bobsledding! You guys are the ones that called the emergency...
Mr. Henry, let's just get something clear. We're not going to get anywhere if you continue to raise your voice.
Bobsledding. You're the ones that called the emergency meeting to say which...
And they don't wear ice skates and bobsledding.
No, they don't wear skates for bobsledding?
I don't... Why not?
Because they just don't.
Don't you think it'd be... And I'm not being racist at all, but don't you think because of the size of the African-American... behind that would be tough to sit down in the sled fast. Linda.
Oh.
Hello?
I can't believe
the caller there?
This.
Is the caller there?
The caller is here.
Yeah,
I
hold
just
on for a minute. 1-800-449-8...
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm back with Bobby and Steve Dooley, who I've tried to explain to their homeowners association, PTO, and to our listeners, if you're white, don't be shocked by the fact that a black person won a gold medal in the Winter Olympics. It's not all that horrible, and she's not racist, so she wants to explain it to everybody. You think that white people are going to pass out at the sound of a black person winning a gold medal. And you also said...
No, can I just jump in?
What?
I wanted to make this point, and this might... A lot of the young African...
African-American.
African-Americans might want to be in the Winter Olympics after seeing Vonetta Flowers win her gold medal. That means... And I'm speaking directly now to our African youth. That means...
African-American.
African-American youth.
African-American.
Yes. That means that you won't have time to run and jump for us in the Summer Olympics because you'll be all tired out from the Winter Olympics. You see? Okay. So that also makes some sense, Phil, don't you think?
What are you talking about?
I think it's very clear my wife's talking about...
I'm talking to your wife, Mr. Dooley, not you.
Yeah, but she's on it.
I'm talking to her, not you. What is it clear, Bobby?
I'm saying to the young African...
Americans,
that if you play in the Winter Olympics, then you won't... You'll be all tired out for the Summer Olympics.
And they won't be able to run and jump.
That's right.
And we really appreciate it. Mr. Henry, I want to say something right now.
Oh, okay. You jumping in?
Yeah, I want to say that we really appreciate the efforts of the Afros in the Summer Olympics.
All right. I didn't hear that, okay?
My husband said that he appreciates the efforts of the Afros in the
Summer Olympics.
Okay. Man, 1-800-449...
Well, I don't know what's so difficult to understand.
It's just, it's hard to hear you guys. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Patricia. Go ahead, Patricia. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes.
I find it very offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Quit saying mm-hmm and let me talk, please.
You know
I
what?
Find it very
I'm listening
offensive
to you.
For you to put it to, I'm white, and I find it very offensive.
You're white.
For you to, yes, I am.
Well, then why do you sound black?
I'm not black. Excuse me.
Yeah, a lot of
I'm
black
very
people,
white.
A lot of blacks will call in and try to say they're white.
I'm not black.
All
I'm
right.
I'm white,
just...
and I'm proud to be white.
You sound very
anyway.
Afro.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I'm white.
Go ahead, Patricia.
I find it very offensive because you say, you keep repeating yourself saying, I'm not prejudiced, I'm not prejudiced. You are. That's all
a,
I hear.
There is not a racist it's, bone in my body.
Yes, there is.
How do you,
the, you keep referring to them as black and Afro-American.
Well, what about the white?
What about the white?
Okay, I refer to them as the white.
So? But you keep saying, you find it, you
Nick
think
African.
It's a big deal that they won something?
Mm-hmm. I do not.
I'm surprised that they
I
haven't.
I think it
that
is absolutely.
They are good at what they do. And let me tell you something, ladies.
You know, Patricia,
you
may
are
be
very, very prejudiced.
Well, you might not be black, but you are speaking with some kind of speech
I
impediment.
I have a cold.
Well, I think it's a speech impediment.
It's a cold.
Mr. Henry, are you taking up for her or me?
Oh, will you get off of the way she sounds, please?
First of
God,
all,
and what do you mean, Neg African?
That is the technical term.
What is?
Neg African is the technical term on it.
It's wonderful that they won something in the Olympics. I'm surprised they haven't. I have not been following the Olympics, but I will say this. I thank God that they did.
I
something.
Think it's wonderful, too, Patricia. Let's
No,
let's
you don't. Because why did you call an emergency meeting?
Because
if
the
you
other
felt,
white.
You
the
felt
white,
threatened.
Because many of your whites white. Might not understand. All right?
You keep referring the whites don't understand. You keep putting us in the category with you. You are the one who don't understand.
Let me tell you that Steve and I have given our lives to helping understanding between the races. We have come up with a term that
then
is going to make it easier.
Then if you have spent your whole life doing this, why do you keep
what is
referring
this?
To them like you have?
I got a fax here. Neg Afro-can American. What is that?
That's combining Negro, Afro, and African.
Neg Afro-can American combines Negro, Afro, and African.
And that helps us pronounce it.
We are all one race.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There is no
we are
white,
it's the
black,
brother,
yellow,
it's the
orange.
brotherhood
we're
of
all
man.
All Americans.
It is the brotherhood of man, and
so
we are Americans.
Anyone who watches the Olympics and finds it shocking that a black person won, they have to look at themselves.
All we
and
are
say,
trying, Patricia. All but, we're trying to say is a husky black woman in the back
good.
Of a in the back
and,
of a sled.
And that's a better thing.
But
she's
wait
a woman.
Second. A very large black woman in the back of a sled going 110 miles an hour can be frightening to whites.
Why?
Well, think about it.
That's right. Think about it.
Think about what?
She's a husky black woman going 110 miles an hour.
They do a lot for the community.
That is scary.
It is not scary.
It is frightening to me.
You find it scary.
You find it scary. A husky black woman going 110 miles an hour in a sled frightens white people.
It frightens you.
Imagine
you.
That. Think about it. If you just go outside your chalet and you see a black person go by fast, wouldn't you be scared?
No.
Oh, you're a liar.
Oh, no, I am not.
All right. Look at Patricia. Thank you for your call. You got to be nuts to think that I'm going to get freaked out by something like that. Here is Bobby. Bobby, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
This woman's absolutely
mm-hmm.
crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Am I on?
Well, you got your radio turned up, so turn it down. That's probably what's confusing you a little bit.
It's down now.
All right. What is your comment, sir?
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Black people go fast is when they're
running away from a cop.
Not racist at all.
No, we are not. Is the caller there?
Yes, I'm here.
What is your comment, sir?
What's your comment?
You say you're not racist, but this,
there's not a racist
bone
in my
racist.
Body. Like what?
What does it matter that a black woman won a gold medal?
It doesn't. It's fantastic. I'm just explaining it to you.
Just an American won the gold medal.
That's
why can't we just live with that and go on?
It's a wonderful thing. I just
yes, it is.
I don't want you to get frightened.
Why would I be frightened?
Are you scared?
No, I'm not scared. Why would I be scared?
Because it's shocking to see a black woman go fast in a sled.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
Please.
All right, so you're not scared.
No, he's not scared.
We'll move on to a white person who might be frightened.
Well, all right, thank you. Here is Walter on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil, how you
doing,
man?
Yes, fine.
Good. First of all, I just want to let you know, man, I love your show. You're the man. When you run for office, I'm going to vote for you, all right? Away from the medals class, where they get out the medals. I do the security down here, and I want you to know something, man. Who cares if she's black, white, green, or yellow, man? She's American, and she won a gold for
you. Are you scared?
Who cares?
Are you scared?
No, man. I love it, man. Hey, and the lady's not big, man. She's small.
Well, how do you know?
Because I saw her last night, man. I saw her.
Excuse me.
Down here in Salt Lake.
Is that your favorite word, man?
Where are you from, ma'am?
I expect to see a sled full of cops chasing her. It's
where are you from?
Where am I from? I'm from Western Estates.
What town were you born in? What racist town are you from, lady?
Excuse me. I'm from Western Estates, California. Per capita income of $150,000, a year.
Well, you wouldn't lose her in the snow in Salt Lake, I'll tell you that.
Hey, how old is this lady? Is she 40 and up?
How old are you, Bobby?
I'm 38, thank you very much.
Well, you sound like some of that old Southern generation, man, talking that racist stuff that my dad
what
told me about.
What racist stuff?
Back in the 60s.
There isn't a racist bone in my body.
Well, why don't you get off the black thing, man? No, who cares?
I'm trying to explain to you that it's all right for a black woman to be in a bobsled.
And first of all, I caught the tail end of this, man, that you said that it's called African American.
It's what, dear?
African American, lady.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. You said American African.
I said American Afro Africans.
Hey, Phil, you should send a bob to this lady's house, man.
American.
Gracious, man.
You know something? I think that it's really horrible to know that it might frighten some of the white. To see.
I know, a black woman going by their house in a sled.
Well, it would.
Well, maybe you guys, but you don't even snow where you live.
Phil, just can we give out our phone number in case anybody's scared and wants to call?
No, never mind. Give out Bobby's phone number if you're afraid. Let's move on here to Pam. Go ahead, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, this is Pam.
Mm-hmm.
Pam, I'm a black woman. I'm calling in.
Congratulations.
I need to know what difference does it make whether the person was black or white?
It doesn't make any difference at all, Pam.
Well, then why are you so so hung up on this?
Well, I'm not. What I'm doing, Pam, is I'm talking to all of the whites that they shouldn't be upset by it because it's a wonderful thing.
Well, I'm a black woman. So
do you bobsled? Do you bobsled?
No, I don't bobsled.
See, that's kind of unusual, that's all.
Why is it unusual?
Well, you don't do it. Do you know anyone that does?
People can do anything they want to do. If that's what she desired to do, she can do that.
I think it's wonderful. There's not a racist bone in my body.
But why do you keep saying that?
Well, because a lot of whites pass out when they think of a black person in a sled.
Why would they pass out?
Because it's unusual.
Yeah. But
it's not unusual. It's not unusual. She's a person. Look at her as a person.
As a person.
Don't look at her as the color of her skin.
Well, you gotta admit,
what difference
though,
does it make?
You got to admit there aren't a lot of black folks in sleds in Alabama.
That
yeah,
doesn't
you have
matter.
To, you have to admit that.
She's a woman. She's a person.
Hey, look, Aretha, you ever strapped on a pair of...
What do you mean, Aretha? Thank you, Pam, for your call. 1-800-4...
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
On yesterday's show, this is the Phil Hendry Show, by the way, where I do the voices of the characters, like that voice of Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley. I did both of those voices, and the people that called in, they're real people, thinking that they're talking to a real person. And that's what makes our show different than any other thing on the radio. In fact, in the history of the radio. Now, on yesterday's show, we introduced a new character named Blake Barley, a political satirist who sings songs about news events. The only problem with Blake Barley's political satire, he's not funny. Here he is.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Great singing political satire, guys. Blake Barley. Blake.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Blake. You are a, like Mark Russell, one of those cats.
Right, I'm a singing political satire guy. I do all kinds of songs, and I sing songs about current events.
Sing songs about current events.
You like that kind of stuff?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm not a big fan of it. I don't think much of it is... I don't understand half of it, and I don't think a lot of it's funny.
Well, my stuff's really funny.
Well, okay, Blake, go ahead. Are you going to sing?
Well, I'm going to sing a song here about President Bush and Korea, okay? You like that kind of political satire? Very edgy, very funny, real melodic.
Okay. I mean, it's like Jay Leno's monologue, something like that?
Yeah, just like Jay's monologue.
Yeah, I don't like that either. But, I mean,
All right, Phil, I hope you like it, okay? Here we go.
All right, what's the name of this first one?
President Bush is in Korea.
All right, President Bush.
And I'm an improviser. I just improvise and I just do things out of the blue. For instance, let me give you an idea. Give me a news story.
All right, how about Andrea Yates?
Say President Bush in Korea.
All right, President Bush in Korea.
All right, now, give me a food.
Hamburgers.
Mushu Gai Pan.
What?
Mushu Gai...
All right, Mushu Gai Pan.
All right, listen to this. Oh, President Bush in Korea, to talk to sled eyed freaks. Yeah, President Bush in Korea, to talk to some sled eyed freaks. Well, President Bush is in Korea, to talk to some sled eyed freaks. Now he's eating Mushu Gai Pan. Ha 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 ha. See, that's what I'm talking about. Political satire.
Yeah, that's great. What next?
This is a real ditty here. This is about Rosie O'Donnell being a lesbian.
Okay.
Rosie O'Donnell's a big fat dyke. Rosie O'Donnell's a big fat dyke. Rosie O'Donnell's a big fat dyke. What a dyke!
That's great, man.
It's political satire.
What's next?
Well, this is about those bodies in Georgia. Oh, 98 bodies in Georgia in a vault. 98 bodies in Georgia. If one of them should happen to rot to dust. 97 bodies in Georgia in a vault. 97 bodies in Georgia in a vault. 97 bodies in Georgia. If one of them should happen to rot to dust. 96 bodies in Georgia in a vault. 96 bodies in Georgia. Give me that thing. What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
I can take any subject and make a political statement in a funny way.
Yeah, ha ha ha. 96 bodies in Georgia in a vault.
If one of them happened to rot to dust, 95 bodies in Georgia in a vault, 95 bodies in Georgia in a vault, 95 bodies in Georgia. If one of them happens to rot to dust, 94 bodies. Sing along, Phil. 94
bodies in Georgia in a vault there.
Phil Hendry's flashback.
That's great. I wanted them to hear the last part. Can they hear the last part still?
It's already past it.
Just put it up.
Freak.
All right, never mind. I go like this. I have my finger pointing at the ceiling. I said to Greg, when I point at you, I'll cue you to hit the end. And my finger's still pointing at the ceiling when he hits the button. Thank God that I'm not the president and you're the guy in the missile silo. Now, when I point at you, I want you to fire them. Not now! All right, our website, the Phil Hendry Show website, is the place to go and peruse. When you want to learn more about our radio show, the most important thing on our website is the audio that is available to you. We have archives of our past shows, and in fact, the past 30 days worth of shows is archived so that you can look up any show over the last month and listen to it again or listen to segments of that show again, listen to specific hours that you might have liked, listen to specific bits that you might have liked. That's all in our 30-day archive. You can also listen live or listen anytime during the day to that day's show, so it's on demand. If you're not listening to us live right now, you could listen to us at midnight tonight or 3 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning. Our show is available on demand on our website. Also, we have our audio archive, so bits like that, Blake Barley's political satire guy, other calls that we've done with our characters, all of that is available, and it's available in the very best audio quality. So all of those sites, fan sites, Napster, Morpheus, places that have been airing our audio and airing really bad quality stuff, you don't have to go there anymore. You can listen to it in the very highest of quality on our website, philhendryshow.com. It's philhendryshow.com. Plus, our special feature, Guess the Celebrity Ass. Each week, we post the picture of a celebrity's ass. You got to guess who it is, and if you're right, well, then you're cool. If you're wrong, you're dumb. Last week was our very first week, and we posted the picture of Selma Hayek's ass, and actually the guys got it. Everybody voting got it. I say guys. I imagine there's a few women voting, too. This week, check it out. See whose ass you think it is and vote. And guess what? The voting is very tight right now. If you'll pardon me using that term in relation to an ass poll. Anyway, guess the celebrity ass. Plus, our webcast archive is available. All of this is yours if you get a backstage pass. And the backstage pass only costs you $6.95 a month. That's right, for the price of a pack of smokes and a Mickey's Wide Mouth, you can have as much Phil Hendry as you want. So check out the website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Get all that audio, and while you're on our website, please check out the link for the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 2001 CD. It's called Bring It, and it's available now to you for $20, $350 shipping and handling. And the best news is all of the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. That's what we've been doing for the past, like, 5 years now with our Best of CDs. Every year, we raise money for my friend's place, over a $500,000 so far for the great people at my friend's place. So check out our website, get your backstage pass, and get all of that great audio, the funniest audio on the web, and pick up our CD, too. It's the Phil Hendry Show.